Salvador, why don't you tell us, I mean, I think it's pretty obvious, but why don't you tell us how you got into music?
Well, you know, growing up in the Bay Area and having a father who's a musician, as well as a family filled with professional musicians, as well as music lovers, I think it was inevitable for me to choose that path. But I really feel like music and the piano specifically chose me. And, you know, all these years later, pursuing the instrument, studying it and learning it on multiple levels, whether it's going to school or playing in different bands and professionally and presenting my art to everybody, it's been quite a journey. And it's led me to this part in my career where I'm really super excited to be able to release my third full-length album. And it's a very versatile project, like how I like to present myself as a musician. You know, it's just been an interesting but very fun and educational journey for me so far. And I never really saw myself doing anything else other than being a part of music.
Now, what makes your career so interesting and cool is that not only have you become a musician in your own right, but you've also excelled in your own right. I mean, you've already won a Grammy, and your new album, which is called Fantasy Reality, comes out, I believe, tomorrow. And
yes, sir.
Yeah. So how does it feel, and how do you feel you've accomplished, you know, like stepping out onto your own on that level? Because you are, in every respect, you know, on your own now.
Oh yeah. Well, I think I've definitely been in that regard. I've been kind of chose to be on my own for a while, pursuing my musical path and journey, and like you said, the high validation of being nominated and winning a Grammy at a young age, and also winning an award for the Peace Over Violence awards as well. And you know, that's just comes with the territory, those types of validations. But ultimately for me, the best award isn't physical or isn't handed out at an award ceremony. It's something as simple as somebody just coming up to me and saying that, you know, they listened to some of my music and it inspired them and uplifted them, and, you know, hopefully helped not only do those things, but turned a negative situation they were going through, it helped give them a positive outlook and what have you. And that for me is one of the best, that's one of the main reasons why I'm in this business, is to be able to touch people's lives in a positive way so they can move forward and do the same thing for others as well. And with that said, it's a pretty awesome gig, you know, and I look forward to, like I said, I look forward to continuing down that path and continuing down this journey to accomplish more things like that, you know.
Well, now, before we talk about Fantasy Reality, you bring up a good point, which begs the question, in your opinion, is the music industry a hard industry to get into?
Oh, sure. I mean, you know, most industries these days, whether it's sports, the music industry, being an actor, you know, I can go on and on and on. There's always going to be competition, and it's very competitive. But for me, I feel like the best advice I've learned and has given to me, and therefore I've been sharing with other, in this case, younger musicians that are starting out on their career, I just tell them to be themselves. Just like someone told me, just be yourself, be authentic. Anybody can be like somebody else, but nobody can be like you. And that's what's helped me get this far, is to showcase what I've learned over the years musically, and the uniqueness that I present in my music, and who I am as a person, not only on the stage and in the studio and through music, but also off the stage. I feel like anybody in that position and with that mindset is setting themselves up for a very successful and a great career, no matter what that is. Of course, success itself is very subjective. However, for me, it's about, again, just honoring who you are with authenticity, as well as being able to, you know, again, touch and change people's lives through music. And I feel like there's no other greater opportunity to do that. And for that, with all that said, I don't really view it as a hard industry or very competitive. I just focus on just riding this thing out, and again, just focus on staying on my journey and on my path. I don't really worry about the other stuff. I just enjoy what's in front of me and move forward. And again, just look forward to share my music with everybody and hope they enjoy it as much as I have fun creating it.
So basically, just if you find yourself, you'll find your path.
Absolutely. It's about getting to know yourself. You know, it's been once presented to me that a lot of people not flirt with themselves per se, but they play hide and seek with themselves. And someone once told me, look, you know, if you're a wolf, why try to pretend to be like a bear or like another animal? You're a wolf. Be a wolf. You know?
Exactly.
And, you know, and again, like most people will gravitate towards, again, realness or authenticity. I think there's a major shift going on right now where a lot of the glamour and a lot of the fakeness that's going on all realms, not just in the music industry, but just in everywhere. A lot of people are being more conscious and are able to see through that more. And I think, just in my personal opinion, I feel like authenticity sells that much more than something that's being presented in a non-authentic form. So yeah, just like you said, just that's the best advice that someone gave, that people have given to me over the years, and it's helped me so far. And I feel like the best thing I can do is share that information with those that are up and coming and just starting off their journey.
Mm-hmm. And if you're gonna be a wolf, be the best wolf you can be. Yeah, I mean, you know, exactly. Serious. Well, let's talk.
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah, it's true, because I mean, if you give any less in this world nowadays, everybody's going to know that too.
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely, and that's something that I really wanted to highlight and really showcase musically, but also lyrically and in message form. In my album, as a whole, not just the fantasy reality of the song, but the entire album, whether it's like you mentioned earlier, I Don't Want It to End, or Fantasy Reality, the song itself, any of the songs on there really highlights just infectious grooves and melodies that are very catchy, and combined with lyrics that are positive and uplifting. And also keeping it real of what's going on in this world without, just keeping it real, but not focusing so much on the negative aspects, focusing more on what we can do together to, be the change that we want to see in this world. So, you know, that's why I feel with this album in particular, I always put all my energy into all the work that I do, but this one, I wanted to put that much more extra, of all those ingredients I just mentioned before into this album. And I really feel like that came across. So I'm very happy and looking forward to present it to everyone when it comes out tomorrow. I can't wait.
Well, you're on tour right now, right? I mean, you're playing Atlantic City tomorrow, aren't you?
Yes, I am. We've done a few shows already. I have had the opportunity to not just open up, actually, but I'm actually sitting in with my father on his tour, and we're touring together, and him and his band are learning my music, and we get to perform it for all the various audiences and places that we've gone to.
That was actually going to be
in the Northeast.
That was actually going to be my next question. Are you playing them, because the album comes out tomorrow? Are you already testing it out on these audiences?
Yeah, absolutely. And I've been testing it out for the last couple of years, because I've been writing this album for quite some time now, and myself and my group, my band, we've been testing these songs out in front of different audiences, for the last couple of years. And overall, we've just been getting nothing but positive feedback and whatnot from it. So it's definitely been a work in progress, but overall, it's been very affirming to know that it's been resonating with people more on a positive level than not. So
now, what's it like going on tour with your dad? Because I can't do anything with my dad for more than an hour without us getting in an argument.
Okay, so
what's that like?
Well, first and foremost, it's an honor. You know, it's one of those things where on this, I'm always, you know, happy to share the stage with my dad and any musician. Really, it's always an honor and a pleasure to be able to share. In this case, my music on this type of stage and whatnot. But you know, I think it's just of an honor for me. As much as it is an honor for me, I really believe it's an honor for my father too. He enjoys having me up there. There's been a couple of times where he's introduced me on stage as his teacher, that I'm his teacher, excuse me. And you know, it's an honor. And you know, there's not too many professions and people that have had careers where they can, you know, share with their family and can do something together on the same stage, if you will. You know, and for that, I know it is very, it's very interesting as a spectator or as an audience, you know, to watch that. And for me, it's just going up on stage and, you know, like you said, what's it like? And I'm just like, man, it's just like, We just jam together. It's something that we've always done together. We've just like a football player, whether they're active or retired, throwing the football around with their son. You know what I mean? Just kind of sharing those memories in the backyard together and bonding. My dad and I, we do that, but just our background is a stage. You know, in front of sometimes hundreds, sometimes thousands of people. So for me, it's just an honor. And I know for my dad, and everybody else in my family too, it's an honor and a pleasure. So I'm very grateful for the opportunity.
Nice. Now, you said earlier that, the songs for Fantasy Reality, you and the band had, been crafting for the last couple of years. How have the songs evolved from the live setting into the studio?
You know, really, all I wanted to do was capture the energy that myself and the band were able to create on stage and in front of people. You know, that adrenaline rush you get when you're on stage playing in front of people. I wanted to capture that and encapsulate it and take that into the studio. You know, it's two different worlds, playing on stage and being in the studio, you know, on multiple levels. One for me is, depending on how much time and whatever budget you're working with, in the studio you have many arrows and many targets to get it right. On stage, you just have one arrow and you have one target. So, in that setting, since I'm pretty experienced in both realms, my challenge, and I had fun doing so, and my band members, we all had a blast creating the music in the studio, converting it from on stage. Really, the challenge and the goal was, if we can capture what we do live and go into the studio, everything else will fall into place. All the other details, you know, swapping these lyrics out for this one, or maybe alternating the melody on this song to maybe something a little different. We all just had my common goal, my main goal, and therefore the band members and everybody else involved in the album. Our common goal was just best foot forward, to make the music sound as best as it could possibly be. And again, not forget the energy that we create on stage. So with all that said, I really feel like my goal was met, and everybody that was involved did a fabulous job. And I'm just, again, really grateful that it's finished and we get to share it with the world tomorrow. And I'm looking forward to everything that unfolds with this opportunity. And then once that's taken care of, we move on to the next one, and we just keep it moving.
And capturing that energy is actually difficult at times in the studio, because I'm a guitarist myself, and it, like, I can be one of the ones to tell you that you don't actually hear the energy in the later product or in the finished product. I mean, so that makes me ask the question: how much multi-tracking did you do versus live in the studio?
Well, again, since we had a lot of years, we had a couple of years to test the music out and really get to know the songs and develop them, you know, at different, in diff- on different tours and in different venues and what have you. Really, for me, it was just about honing in on what is going well, what sounds great, what parts people love and we enjoy and what have you. And then it just gets to a certain point where you just start nitpicking and figuring out, you know, there's always room for improvement, you know. But again, for the most part, it's just really just figuring out what is working, honing in on that. And then you can focus in on the other details, what needs to improve and what we want to do better so it can match. This section of the song, if you will, is nowhere near the matching the energy of this other section of the song. Let's make the whole song sound, you know, like one energy, if you will, you know, keeping in mind of the dynamics and what have you. So with all that said, since we had a lot of time there was a lot of time to allow the songs and the music to grow, and what have you. So going into the studio for me, it was actually really easy because we had taken so much time to develop the music. Once we got into the studio, we were able to really just knock that out, within, you know, I think six months, really, we just were able to knock it all out. Because all the lyrics and all the music was basically written since we had taken so much time to develop it and allow the songs to develop. So once we got to the studio, it was pretty easy, and had a lot of fun with it. At that point, the challenge is to, as an artist, just get out of your own way and allow the music to speak for itself and not be so detail-oriented and nitpick so much, you know, just to enjoy the process.
Exactly.
And the creative process.
Exactly. Now I have to ask you, with the album coming out tomorrow again, if you could pick one song off Fantasy Reality and the rest you had to throw away, which would it be and why?
Well, you know, honestly, all 12 tracks that are on the album, all 12 songs, I'm not a parent yet. However, I view all my songs that I write. First of all, I always do my best to put hit song, quote unquote, ingredients into all of my music. I don't view any of my songs as fillers or things like that. I do my best to always inject and infuse that hit like song mentality into all my music. So, and then again, going back to me not being a parent yet, but I view all my songs like children in a way, like my children. And so I just want the best for each and every one of them. That's why I put the same amount of energy into each one, not one more than the other. So I can't really say that I have a favorite. However, I do know that this record is so versatile and there's just so much happening in terms of genres. And because again, growing up in the Bay Area, there's so much music that I was exposed to at a young age and playing in my household growing up, and I've again been exposed to so much music over the years. I don't really know how to play anything else. I can't really just play one style of music. I have to incorporate a little bit of everything. So even though that may sound like a challenge, the advantage to that is if one can do that, there's a song on the album, I think, for everybody. The album is for everyone to enjoy. But I can't guarantee everyone will like every single song, but I can guarantee that somebody will like at least one song off of the album because we just cover so much ground. So, you know, last thing, just to tie a ribbon on that whole statement, for me, I just hope that everyone that has a chance to listen to it enjoys the record as much as I had fun creating it.
And I can tell it's I can already tell it's a good album because I've heard, like I said, I've heard two tracks. I've heard the title track and I've heard I Don't Want It to End. And there's the hooks are there. Everything is there. And that I thought exactly what you had said about the whole album, that any track could be the single. I thought both of these were perfect singles. They were also diverse from each other. You know, I mean, like fantasy reality. I mean, I could hear, you know, what I liked about fantasy reality was that was the way that it was the guitar riff mixed in with the way, you know, the vocals kick in. And then, you know, it had that hip hop element. And then with I Don't Want It to End, I mean, that was almost a dance song. I mean, that is such a groove to it. I mean, it was I mean, they're almost two separate artists. You know, like I didn't, like if I didn't know already, I wouldn't have suspected they were on the same album. You know, but they were equally as good.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess over the years, I've listened to a lot of compilation albums, and so you know, but at the same time, and maybe I thought about that when writing the album and picking and selecting the songs. But I mean, out of 12 songs, myself and the band, we had up to like, you know, 20 to 25 songs to choose from that we were writing, and we narrowed it down to 12, the best of the best. And so that's why, you know, I Don't Want It to End in Fantasy Reality, one, like you were just saying, it's kind of hard to believe that it's off of the same album, let alone the same artist. But I think that's what also can help make it successful, is because nowadays there's just so much music out there. The challenge, but I don't really look at it as a challenge, is to make it all relevant to each other, how it all connects, and how it's all cohesive. And I really just feel like, you know, with so much music out there, genres are one thing, and it's good to categorize. I get all that, but for me, it's all relative and relevant as well. So I think my album is a good example of that. And again, you know, I just want everyone to enjoy it and have fun with it as much as I had fun, and myself and the band members had fun creating and playing the music that's on there.
Well, that's the sign of a true artist, putting the song ahead of the sound. I mean, you're not going for a personal style. You are putting each song at the forefront and giving each song the love and care it deserves.
Absolutely, because each song on this record, I truly believe deserves that. Each one is unique. It has they're all positive messages, but each one has a different positive message, whether it's about love, whether it's about social or world issues that are going on, or whether it's about, like you mentioned, I Don't Want It to End, or Till the Morning Light, just about enjoying the scenery and enjoying your day, enjoying what you're doing and with the people around you. It's all just positive, and that's my goal, because, you know, there's enough negativity that's being promoted going around the world, you know, on multiple platforms. I feel like this album is it just switches it up and is a nice change of pace for all the negative stuff that's being presented in this world right now. And you know, just as much as negativity is can be infectious and contagious, I feel like positivity has that much more of a positive, obviously, and just that much more impactful, and therefore can be contagious and infectious, but again, in a positive way.
Exactly. Now, where will we be able to find Fantasy Reality online when it releases tomorrow?
You can find Fantasy Reality, which comes out tomorrow, on iTunes. People can also go on SalvadorSantana.com, and there will be multiple links on there to be able to download and purchase the album, either through an iTunes or a Google Play or what have you. So people, I encourage people always to go to my website, so that people, it's because it's a one-stop shop. You can get a lot more out of it. You know, my YouTube channel, you can, you know, stay in touch with me through all my social platforms and see what I'm up to, tour dates, photographs and galleries, and media content, what have you. Also, I have a section on my page that lists multiple nonprofit organizations that are dear to me as well. So I always encourage people to go and check out SalvadorSantana.com. But there's a link on there that takes you to iTunes directly, where you can download the album. And again, it'll be available tomorrow. And it's also available right now for people to pre-order. Fantasy Reality, the single is out, the video is out, and I believe we just released I Don't Want It to End, the video. If not yesterday, we're releasing it today. So that's also available.